Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Last Mishnah, the Perek over here, is not clear what it's doing here. It's a little bit of a combination of Melech HaShabbos and Yom Tov, Dov Sheinu Miskaven, and an element in Hilchas Tumah. So maybe it's that's why it's stuck in over here, because we just had such a combination in the previous few Mishnahs. Agolo Shel Koton. They were talking about a wagon over here. Agolo, and if you use the word also, like a carriage that's used for a baby. Tmeo medris vinitelas bishabbos. There's two halachas. Let's discuss the second one that's mentioned first. The nitelas bishabbos over here is that you're allowed to wheel it on Shabbos. A chiddush that there would be a havamina that doesn't have a teres kli and it would be muktzah. Shteit nitelas bishabbos, even though it's only used for a. It's only used for, we're not talking over here about a baby carriage that we use functionally to carry a baby from place to place. We're talking about a carriage that a child pushes from place to place with the child on it. Without the child on it, it's like a plaything. It's a toy. Ve'eino negreres elo al gabi kelim. There's a separate halacha over here that it could only be moved on something which kelim over here doesn't mean on top of a kli, on top of a refrigerator, on top of a bed. It means not on raw earth. You could go on a on tiles, on wood. The reason why you can't wheel it back and forth on the ground is because it digs into the ground and makes a charitz. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, this shita holds, this Tanakama is lefi the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that dover she'enim is kavin on Shabbos is also. Now it doesn't sound like a psikresha. It sounds like it's not a psikresha. But it can happen, and that's why it's also on earth. Again, we're not explaining the Tmei Medrash, that we'll get back to in a minute. So we have over here the halacha that's not muktzah, it's nitelas, but it's not nigreres. It can't be moved on earth. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, this is the shita of the second Tana in the Mishnah Gong of Yishitz of Yehuda, that holds the Dov Sheinu Miskaven is also. Kol HaKelim Ein Nigrorin. You're right, you're not allowed to schlep things. If you want to schlep a bench, that's the famous example in the Gemara of a regular Dov Sheinu Miskaven, you have a bench that can make a charitz in the ground, so Dov Sheinu Miskaven. So if Yehuda holds that, it's also Rib Shimon, rather we paskin that way. This mission is not laloka. We paskin Dov Sheinu Miskaven is mutter, so you're allowed to. Rib Yehuda holds Dov Sheinu Miskaven is also, so you're not allowed to do it because maybe it's going to make a charitz. And this Tana who's quoting Rib Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to schlep anything on the ground. Chutz mino agolo, b'mnei shehi kevesh. This is an interesting thing. It's hard for us to picture because our carriages don't look that way. The wheels on our carriages turn pretty smoothly. They didn't have proper, those type of wheels. So the wheels, what it would do is it would dig into the ground. It wouldn't make a hole. So what's called the malacha of chayrish is when earth is shoveled to two sides to make an empty ditch in the middle. That's called Charisha. Here, what it does is it packs in the dirt where there's a depression on the where the level of the ground was because it pushes it in tighter. That's not Charisha. So, Memela, the Tana Kama over here holds that it would be Aser because Vaisnes, he holds that maybe sometimes, this is where the Gemara explains it, sometimes it does push the earth to both sides, so it'll be Charisha. He's Charisha for that, and Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Aser. The Tana Basra of Rabbi Yehuda holds that, no, since normally this is the way it just pushes in the earth, it compresses it, but it doesn't push it to the sides, it's not Charisha, Melech Mutter. And again, like we said, these two shitas only argue for shitas of Yehuda. We happen to hold La Loch La Kripshim, the Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter. So that's one thing. The Hilchas Muktzah doesn't seem to be an issue between the two shitas in the Mishnah. A little bit of a chiddush would be a havamina that something which is only used for a mischak yelodim, it's only used for a toy, is not a kli. But the Mishnah says lamaisa that it does have a din of a kli and it's not muksa. And then we have the din that's tamei medris. What does that mean? The word medris is used all over Chazal. It's related to the word drisa. To be dairis means to walk on top of something. So most things when we think of tumah, so we think of things becoming tamei by contact. A person who's Tomei, a person who's a Rishon Latuma. Let's say you have a Zov, a Zova, Yeledes, a Nida, Mitzayra, all the Tomei Meis, all these type of people, they touch something, they touch a Kli. it becomes a rishon l'tum. They touch an oichel, becomes a rishon l'tum, and so on. Touch a beged. Medris means that the way these things are mekabel tuma is not so much by the contact, because the contact always lessens, like we said. An av, a zov, touches something and becomes a rishon l'tum. Medris means that we see the thing which he could lean on, or the thing that he could be transported on top of. Anything a person could sit on, or lay on, or be transported in, we look at it as an extension of the person, and the way it becomes tome is not a nechoyz darga. An av doesn't make a rishon, it's an extension of the av, and it becomes an av. So let's say a bed, for example, that a zov lies down on, doesn't become a rishon l'tum, it becomes an avatum. It's the same thing as mashka hayoytze migufoy, either roik or mei raglaim that comes out of a body of any one of the above mentioned people that are tome, is not a rishon l'tum. It didn't become tome by contact with the person. It's an extension of the person as a din of an avatum. Creates a whole different level of tum. So a medris is something which is considered something that's royal liyeshiva or lishchiva, something that a person could kiviyochu be dairis on, and it's considered an extension of a person. That's why it has a tumah chamura. We'll mention in parentheses that we just mentioned a bunch of different types of people that are tome. Not all of them have tumas medrash. Tome mei certainly doesn't have tumas medrash. The when tumas medrash is mentioned, shoychev, yoyshev, specifically is legabe zov, zova, nido yeledes. A mitzor, it's also not clear. It's already machlokes rishonim. Somebody who's tome mei for sure doesn't have a din medrash. Somebody who's Tumas Mitzeres Machlek Sushainim and the above mentioned Zov, Zov, Yeledes, Nida, all have a din of Tumas Medrash. Another Chaymer of Tumas Medrash is also that the person doesn't have to actually touch it. What happens if a person sits down on a chair, but he doesn't come in contact with the chair? He's sitting on a pillow and the pillow is touching the chair. So we don't say, the person whose tummy touches the pillow becomes a Rishoin. And the Rishon then can't make the chair a sheni. A chair can't become a sheni l'tumah. No, we see the chair, since it's containing him, supporting him, as an extension of the person, as his din. So even though he's not in contact with it, we see as an extension of it, becomes an av l'tumah. So that's a major chumrah. So what we're saying over here is that since an agola shel tinoik can also be used for somebody to sit down on, for the tinoik to sit down on, therefore it has a din of medrash. And it has that choymer to be mekabel tuma in a more severe way. Perigimel Mishnah Aleph. Ein tzodin dogin min habeverin biyomtiv. One is not allowed to capture, to pull out a fish that is swimming freely. A bever, a bibor, is a fish pond. So the fish are swimming. One's not allowed to catch fish. Not allowed to fish on yomtiv. Ve'ein noisin lefneim mizoinois. One is not allowed to put in front of them mizoinois. Now, why you're not allowed to pull the dagim out of, you're not allowed to spread a net, or you're not allowed to trap a dag on Yom Tiv, is Pashtus Mishum Meleches Tzeda. And we'll have to discuss why that's not Oichel Nefesh. Why you're not allowed to put in front of them Mozoin, is there's an Issid Rabbanon to Pashtus Mishum Tircha. That's the way some Rishonim understand it. Gemara and Kuf Nun Hei has an Arichas on it. It's called Balechaim Shein Mizoneseim Mutol Naladim. A person is allowed to put chicken feed down for the chickens, but animals that are not under his control, fish that are swimming freely, are not Mutol Nalein in the sense he can put it right in front of them. So that's considered a Tircha, which is not a Tzarech Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it. Others taina that it's part and parcel of Hilchas Muktzah, same way you're not allowed to touch Muktzah. You're also not allowed to do something on behalf of a Baal Chai, which is Muktzah. Would be part of the Issa Muktzah. The Mashmos then would be that the reason why Ein Tzodin is also because of Hilchos Muktzah, which is rather what it says in the Pirush Rambam and the Meiri. They don't learn that the Issa that's Mavur Ein Tzodin Dogam and Abivrin is predicated on Meleches Tzedah. We're going to have to explain it because Rav Reuben and the Rishonim do explain that's Alts Melech HaSeder. Why is Melech HaSeder not Melech HaSeder Nefesh? But you could read theoretically the Mishnah, the Reisha that a Baal Chai, which is not under your domain, the fish are swimming freely, they have to be caught. And the same thing can be true for any Baal Chai that you have to catch. So mele tmuchza. We had in the first parak about yoinim and ashoivach, also as a shal of hochus mukhtza. And then mele, the reason why you wouldn't feed them is vital tzolchus mukhtza. On that, the Mishnah says, Ram Shimon Gamliel loyma loykol abivrin shovin. Not all beaver and not all fish ponds are the same. Depends how big it is. Depends how big the fish are. Depends how many fish there are. Ze'aklal kol ha'mechusa tzeda also. The kever will be when something is mechusa tzeda. At a certain point, we have this concept in Shabbos. At a certain point, something is called, it's not under your jurisdiction. It's mechusa tzeda. V'she'eni mechusa tzeda is you're not capturing it. It's not tzeda. Or alternatively, it's not mukta, and therefore it would be mutter. The Gemara brings two different agdoris, which seem to be from the Rav and Rashi really one and the same, practically. One is that if you have to run around after something, it's mukhusa tzeda. If you could, with one step forward, take the thing, it doesn't make a difference if it's a bird, or an animal, or a fish, then it's not mukhusa tzeda. That's one way of looking at it. Or is that it's possible to capture it manually without setting a trap. Again, the mashmos of the Rav, learning up the Gemara, it's really based on Rashi, is that practically speaking, those two shiurim are the same amount. So now, we have over here a halach and hilchus muktzah, halach and hilchus tircha, and we also have the pashtus of the resha, with halacha, which tells us that meleches tzeda is not meleches achal nevesh, like we said, the shaila is why not? Catching an animal. The same way shechting an animal, shechting a deer would be mutter. But to catch a deer in a trap, tzeda, would be also. What's pshat? So here Bonu, and this is really where the Rishonim have their arichus, Rashi sets up the sugya over here in Dav Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi is Bavusta Rashi, because Rashi over here gives his definition. We haven't spoken out the sheets of the Rishonim yet in the first few program. Here's where Rashi speaks it out. Rashi over here says, is that since Seder could be performed without any lack in the Eichel Nefesh on Erev Yom Tov, Shechita, the food is not going to be as fresh. Cooking the food is not going to be as fresh. V'chule, v'chule. Seder? Capture it yesterday. Why is that? Why should that be Melechus Eichel Nefesh? Rashi holds that distinction between Dover, is the Kaveh Melechus Eichel Yom Tov, Melechus Eichel Nefesh, Midei Raisa. You look at the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchus Yom Tov, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, he seems to say that Be'etzim, if you're doing something that's Melechus Eichel Nefesh, if you need to find a Nefesh, it should be Mutter Midei Raisa. Something which is Efshel Asoysim Erev Yom Tov, Midrabonon would be awesome. So that's a machlokes, two shittas in the Rishonim, and they both hold that the ikar distinction between what's Eichel Nefesh and what's not, which is a distinction that every Rishon is going to have to make. Rashi and the Rambam both holds totally in Dovah she'efshel asoysim, e'efshel asoysim erev yom tov. Rashi holds that distinction is deraisa, the Rambam holds that it's derabonon. Tosfos ki yadua, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, has a Yerushalmi where he says something else. He says that the posuk of Eichel Nefesh, Achash Yochel Chol Nefesh, is next to the posuk, who Shmartim is Hamatzos, and he brings from the Yerushalmi that Shmartim is Hamatzos went to the how from what point did the matzos have to be made Lishmo. He brings down there those, it's really not the subject for our discussion, there are those that hold that matzos mitzvah is from when it's ground, from when it's caught, v'chule. The way the Yerushalmi says it, it's again, Shala had to learn sugis in the end of the second pack of Psalm. It's not really our noise Hilchas Matzo, but the way the Yerushalmi brings it, Milisho Ve'elech. Why Lisho Ve'elech? Because the Pasuk is talking about Shmira from Chimutz, and Shmira from Chimutz is only when there's a possibility of Chimutz. When could wheat turn into, when could flour turn into Chometz? When it's mixed together with water. At that point, it's eligible for chimutz. There's a din u'shmartim zamatzos. Right next to that we have achash yochel l'chol nefesh. It's not just a smichus haposuk. There's a tight chair. The way the Yerushalmi is saying is there's no heter l'moshul. Go plant a field. Now it happens to be that planting on Yom Tov is never going to be achol nefesh because no food, no produce, seed that you plant in the ground is going to grow tomorrow. But let's say magically there was such a possibility. There's such a thing plant it, and 2 hours later you get a crop. Would you be allowed to do it on Yom Tov? You want to have a certain type of beans for your cholent, and it's going to grow 2 hours later. Would you be allowed to? No. Why? Because planting might be a hechsher in order to get food 2 hours later, but when you're planting, you're not involving yourself. It's not a malacha of preparing food. It's a malacha of doing something which will produce something which will be turned into food. L'mashal, grinding flour, grinding wheat into flour. I've added the only way to bake bread is with flour. But grinding wheat is food. You're making food. You're not. You're making flour. Flour is not food. So the malacha of grinding per se is not making food. What's called eichel nefesh means making food. What's called making food? Milisha velech. When you take flour, you take water, and you put it together, it's dough. It might not be so edible because it's only raw dough, but raw dough is already food. You're already preparing the food. The very edle distinction. But that's the chayra, what the Yerushalmi is saying. Lefi Taisvis, the Marshal Taisvis brings this on a sugya and Dav Gimel that has to do with going out and picking apples. Ktsira, L'chayr, pulling an apple off the tree. If you want to eat an apple, if you want to make apple kugel, so it's malach zayach nefesh. Says Yerushalmi, no. Only milisha ve'elech. Kitzira generally is part of the harvest. It's not part of food preparation. Happens to be an apple. If you pull it off the tree, you could eat it. But it's not be'etzim. The malacha is not a malacha of making food. It's a malacha of harvesting produce. This is the way Taisus says it. There's another shita that holds not that the vort is things that you could do without any loss of quality from Erev Yom Tov. A little bit different. The Rosh and the Ran, over here in the sugya, define Eichel Nefesh as things that are generally done Bekamus Gedoyla as opposed to Kamus Ketana. That means, Ktsira, for example, they reference the same sugya and Daf Gimel that we just mentioned. B'derech Klal, a person doesn't go out to a field to harvest what he wants for lunch today. A harvest is something you take a tractor, you take baskets, and you take an amount. You harvest a tree, you harvest a field. There's certainly harvesting a whole field that you're going to sell. You're going to bring it in, and you're going to put it in a silo, and you're going to sell it off for a month's panosa is certainly not malachas echol nefesh. Which type of malachas are usually done to prepare today's lunch? So shechita, generally speaking, you take one animal. You take one animal and you shecht it and you make lunch. That's the way lunch is made. Baking, cooking, kneading dough, etc. These things are generally done today for lunch. What about the malach of tzeda? Tzeda b'derech klal is a fisherman goes out to the waters and he goes out in a boat and he captures a whole crew of fish. And now he puts it on ice and now he sells it to all the fish retailers. That's not malacha that generally a person does when he's preparing lunch. That's not malacha zechel nefesh. So it's not a function of what you could have done yesterday. It's a function of that when you do it, since it's generally done on a bigger scale, so then you can't look at that malacha zechel nefesh, even when you're only doing one apple off a tree, since ktsir is something that's done on a larger scale. Tzod is something that's done on a larger scale. It's not malacha zechel nefesh. This is the Rosh and the Ran, except that they hold this distinction as derabbanon. The Ramban, over here in Mulchamas, the beginning of the third parak, holds that this distinction is deraisa. And he says, Amar de Gazach, the Ramban is worth remembering. The Ramban says that when the Torah says, Malacha Sechel Nefesh is Mutter, the Torah does not call it, or at least in one place in Parshas Boy, the Torah does not call it, Loisase Kol Malacha. When the Torah says Achashi Osalochol Nefesh, Hu Levadi Osalochem, the Torah calls it in the Pasuk and Parshas Boy, Meleches Avoido. What's the difference between Melacha and Meleches Avoido? And he says this distinction. Melacha means any of the 39 Melachas. Meleches Avoido means something that a person generally does, Parnosadik, professionally, something that he does for the season, for providing for his family. Malacha, as opposed to Meleches Eichel Nefesh, Meleches Eichel Nefesh is something that a person doesn't generally do as Avoida. He does it to prepare for lunch. A Malacha which is generally done on a bigger scale is not Meleches Eichel Nefesh. It's Meleches Avoida. That means, here's a word. According to the Ramban, it's not the pshat that any malacha which is done for Oichel Nefesh is mutter. There's a definition of certain malachas which are malachas avoida, and certain malachas which are malachas Oichel Nefesh are not malachas avoida. So the distinction of the Ramban, which he darshens in the Lashon HaPasuk, that it's a din deraisa, according to the Rosh and the Ramban, is the Rabbanon. The distinction of things that are not necessary to do today, which according to Rashi is deraisa, according to the Rambam, we said is derabbanon. It's two different agdoras. But the Rambam argues on Rashi it being deraisa, and the Rosh and the Ran argue on the Ramban's agdora deraisa. They hold it's only derabbanon. Then we have in the middle a new agdora called Tosis. So it's really three shittas, which are really five. Here we just gave the summary. There are other shittas in the Rishonim, but we just gave five shittas. And Dai Bazeh, this is really the yisoid of all that Melechus HaKhanevish is neged to in all of Maseches Beitzah.